Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
For generations, your life was laid out the second you were born, right? Odds are you were going to live and die in the same town.
Right.
You weren't going to make much more money than your parents. And that's because chances were you were going to eventually do the same job your parents did.
Yeah. Work right alongside your paw.
You got it. And the paw dies and you take over. Then your son, daughter's born, or they work alongside you. And then everyone keeps dying and working. But times have changed. And there are a lot more options out there for your kid. But does that mean there aren't kids following in their parents' footsteps anymore?
Probably going away, I would think.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So my 10-year-old told me something the other day.
What'd she say?
She's talking about, we're having a discussion about what she wants to be when she grows
up.
And she tells me that if being a doctor doesn't work out, she wants to be a radio personality.
Wow.
Oh.
So there'd finally be one in the family.
She says she wants to be a talk radio personality. So she listens to talk radio during the day while she does her schoolwork.
She does?
Yeah. So there's a show. It's a hockey show called The Instigators.
Oh.
It's on our radio.com sister station in Buffalo. She loves it. Mm. In fact, I didn't even turn her on to this. She found it. And I catch her, like, I'll walk, come home, and she's listening to it while she's working. Mm. Right? And she then informs me that she has started a little podcast with her friend at school.
How cute.
Yeah. 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 And over the last couple of, probably 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She's been asking me all kinds of questions about my job because she wants to do her little podcast and she wants to be a radio
person. Well, everybody's got a podcast. It makes sense.
Okay. This is the worst thing ever. The last.
No, this is the worst thing ever.
This is the second worst thing ever. Because the last thing
you got to nip that in the bud, bro.
I don't want her to follow my footsteps. Like, okay, just when it comes to the job, period, right? Like, this job is hard to get and you have to be super lucky.
And they don't pay you.
Okay, there's that, right? And it also takes a certain kind of person to deal with all the BS that goes through this. I wouldn't want my daughter exposed to some of the letters and emails that we get, right? And like you said, job security also.
Not that good.
Not fantastic.
Well, and especially what she says her first choice is so above and beyond what her second choice is,
I mean,
you know?
Doctor, radio personality, what's the difference, really? What's
not totally.
Do 6,000. What would be your first thought if your kid told you today they wanted to follow in your career footsteps? Would you be excited? Would you be honored? Would you try and talk them out of it? Because it's only within the last generation or two that following your parents' career footsteps wasn't the first option. Like, you're old man, Tommy.
Yeah.
When you were little, what did your dad want you to do?
Be a businessman. Was, you know, salesman.
Okay.
You make a lot of money. Make a lot of money, be a salesman. Save your money.
Okay, so that was, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Kenny, it's updated a little bit.
Yeah.
What did your parents want you to be when you grew up?
I don't know. I think because
developed.
They both... So it was weird, especially if you grew up in this town, like, their chances are you had at least one parent that worked for Kodak, and they kind of saw their jobs over time go away, so I know that they didn't want that for my brother and I.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. Okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, those jobs don't even exist anymore, a lot of them.
But it's funny, you caught that 15 years after it was the opposite, where everybody assumed you were going to walk into a Kodak job, and that was good, right? Because both of my grandparents on my dad's side worked at Kodak. 90% of the kids that they had tried to have jobs at Kodak.
But I'm thinking, like, my old job cutting meat. If I had a kid, I wouldn't want him cutting meat. It was hard. It was dangerous. It didn't pay all that great.
You knew all the stupid stuff you did at it.
Yeah, which you could never get away with today.
Yes.
Like, even the fun stuff you couldn't do anymore. Like, I wouldn't want that for a kid.
Okay.
Like, your knees and your back are shot by the time you're 40. Yeah.
But there is good and bad in all of this, right? There is some good in your kid doing what you do.
Like, if you like if I was a plumber, you wouldn't want your kid to be a plumber because you know that job pays well now.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right. Yes, different jobs particularly pluses mine. But any job, really, you would have an inside track to help them if they wanted to follow in your footsteps, not only with the connections you've made over the years, but with the general knowledge of what you do. And if you can pass that down, your kid would be head and shoulders above the competition.
You'd have a jump start, for sure.
you would also know what to expect from their career. Because you hear from parents of kids starting out as adults on their own and the stresses of getting a call that their kid was laid off or fired or can't find a job because the industry that they decide to go down.
Yeah, don't pay.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, think of teachers in Western New York in the last decade. You would be able to breathe easy if your kid follows in your footsteps, knowing, okay, well, there's security here. This is going to happen. Yes. If this goes wrong, I could do this. But does the bad of it outweigh it? Because, all right, let's say, hypothetically,
all right,
my 10-year-old who reveals to me 2 weeks ago that she wants to be a talk radio personality. If she gets that job 20 years from now, 15 years from now, she wouldn't have her own identity, right? Like, if they end up in your field, they're going to come across people that you worked with.
Yeah.
And your baggage is automatically attached to your kid.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
and you had to live with that.
There's a guy in radio
who
worked at radio for years, and his kid went in the same business. And his kid carries the baggage of that guy.
Yes.
To the point where another person who was on this show had problems with the kid because he had problems with the old man.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. It happens.
Also, if they end up making a career out of it, go in your field, are there going to be people who look at them and think they didn't earn this?
Probably, yeah. I mean, he got in because of his old man.
Yeah.
That happens in every job.
100%.
And even if it's not like a family-owned business, but I worked for a guy, a manager at a store one time, where his kid had the same name but a junior, worked in our store. Like, this kid couldn't get a break, man. Because, your dad's store manager, that's why you get to do that aisle. And that aisle sucked.
But
he was, you just lit the kid up.
I mean, but no, that resentment is going to breed. It's going to come from the coworkers. And then finally comes the competition aspect of your kid following in your footsteps career-wise. Everyone thinks they're good at their job.
Mm-hmm.
You might think you're one of the best. Well, if your kid eclipses you in a relatively short period of time, could you handle something like that?
On the outside, yes. On the inside, no way. You'd be pissed.
Or I'm even thinking, let's say your kid doesn't work for your company but still does the same thing you do. Like, what if they go to a competitor and now, like, you kind of have to, like, as happy as you are that they have a job, yeah, but you're working for the wrong person.
That's a great point.
Ooh,
and you could be competing against your kid?
Yes. Yeah.
You shouldn't do it. Like, just let it go.
Well, but if your kid, look, encouraging your kid to do it is one thing. If your kid comes to you.
Well, if it's on, then you can't stop it if the kid wants to do it. But pushing it on a kid is never a good idea.
Look, I understand she's 10 right now, my daughter, and this is probably just a fun little thing. But if it doesn't, I'm going to try and stop it. I don't want her doing this.
You can't stop it.
Watch me.
Because she's going to double down. She's going to rebel.
I can just talk to every PD, well, the two that are left, program director's bosses.
They don't like you anyway.
All right, good. So we're fine.
All right.
Let's talk to Jerry. He's on CMF. Hey, Jerry. How are you, buddy?
Morning, gentlemen and lady. Absolutely not. I've taken it to a very far extreme. I've even said I will more than help with college or whatever, but you choose my career, which is being a teacher, there's no way I'm helping you. You cannot be a teacher.
So you've had that. So is it the poor experience you've had, or is it looking down the road at what teachers are becoming?
It both. It's just brutal, man. No.
Is it that bad being a teacher?
Well, it's tough to get a job, number one. Number two, it's not an easy job.
And especially what's going on now.
All right, so Jerry, how old are your kids, bud?
Around your kid's age.
Okay, all right.
Exactly the same age.
All right, so let's say 17 years old. You're looking at colleges. And son, daughter, what do you got, Jerry?
I got two daughters.
All right, so your oldest daughter comes to you and goes, Dad.
We live in the same house.
Okay. All right, I know that pain, bro. So, Dad, I want to be a teacher. I've made my mind up. I respect what you've done. It's an honor the way these kids look at you. I'm honored for you to be my dad. You still would say no.
First of all, haven't you heard the stories about how no one honors me through life? You really got to think this through, honey.
All right,
please, just think this through. I mean, the one daughter's okay. She actually has a pretty good idea. As dorky as it is, she's like, I want to take Star Wars and turn it into a Broadway play. I'm like, that's not bad.
Wait a minute. You'd rather your kid write a Star Wars Broadway play than have a job as a teacher?
Yes.
That's how bad
absolutely.
It is?
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Didn't they already do that?
I'm on my way to work and counting my dates of retirement right now.
All right. Well, Jerry, keep fighting the good fight, buddy. Thanks for the
call. All right, gentlemen. Thank you for everything. Good career, by the way. Talk to you.
See you, buddy.
Can I think of my kids? I want to write a play about Star Wars. You're going to end up working at the Disney store. I guess as far as you're going to go.
That doesn't exist anymore, does it?
And then haven't they already done something like Star Wars play or something?
Who cares? The point is,
Star Wars. I'm not a teacher. I'm doing Star Wars.
We're gonna all be eating our words one day when that Star Wars play happens.
No, you're right.
Blockbuster.
Her dad called the show. No, but I think the shocking thing, whatever place you would want to write, you would rather your kid go into that insecure, hard-to-do job.
Impossible job, yes.
Than a job that we thought for years was a rock-solid.
Yes.
Right? You know,
and it is a rock-solid, isn't it?
No, but not here anymore. Uh-huh. Kimmy's right. Getting a job, keeping a job. Bro, look at the districts right now. They're staring down the barrel of layoffs.
Oh, cutting people off.
Right? Yeah. 2226000, we're talking about your kid following in your footsteps. My 10-year-old revealed to me the other day that she wants to be a radio personality. She's been doing a podcast with her friend at school. She listens to talk radio.
Maybe
sports.
She can help you out.
And I'm horrified. Let's talk to Billy. He's on CMF. Hey, Billy boy, how are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
I heard Jerry's call, and I couldn't resonate it even more. I'm also a teacher, and this is not the profession that you want to be jumping in.
How bad's it going?
My parents were teachers, so I kind of followed in their footsteps.
Yeah.
And, you know, summer's off. Having retirement and you know, the health insurance, but right now the storm that you're in is pretty brutal.
So this teaching, like this remote learning, is killing you.
I mean, there's no, you know, you can't hold anybody accountable. You don't see them, and the worst thing is that parents back their kids up, whether, you know, they're right or wrong.
Well, it's Bill, you were obviously being a dick the whole time, Bill. I mean, we could talk about it. It's fine.
I guess so.
So, Bill, do you have kids? Do you have kids?
I do. Right. I have 2 8-year-olds and a 6-year-old.
Okay. All right. Have they started talking? I mean, you obviously had the discussions. What do you want to be when you grow up? Have they been interested in being a teacher?
That's been brought up, and my son has this interesting ability that if I don't want him to do something, then he really wants to do it.
Okay, sure.
So I told him, no, you be a teacher, bud. That's good.
Reverse psychology.
That'll just rear-end him.
All right, Bill, are you married?
I am.
Okay, what does the wife do?
My wife is also a teacher.
Oh, God damn it, Bill!
But that sounds like you have two really good incomes and security.
No, but do you hear his pain?
No, but here's the thing. Let me ask you this, Bill. When things go back to normal, when everybody's back to school, is it still does the job suck that much still if it went back to normal? That's a yes.
It'll be better, I guess.
All right.
You know, if a kid doesn't do well in my class, it's usually my fault. No matter how hard I try.
Okay.
All right.
And then my wife's a special ed teacher, and the storm that she's been through with COVID, I mean, trying to teach her students remotely is no joke.
All right. Well, Bill, I'm sorry, buddy. Hold on. Hold on tight.
That's okay. I won't lie to you. I have thought if there's anything else that I could do as well. Plumbing sounds pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, be a radio guy. You don't need any talent. Bye, Bill. Take care, buddy. Thank Have a good rest of the day.
I feel so good about the educational system right now. Two depressing teachers called in. Sound like they want to hang themselves.
Don't do it, kids.
Jesus Christ, I want to go jump off a bridge.
I mean, I can't blame them. I don't know what it's like.
Look, take teacher out of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was this weird side-by-side of you want your kids to be proud of you. Because I bet there are a lot of parents, too, where if their kid came to them and said, I don't want to do what you do, even though you wouldn't want your kid to do it, the fact that they said it would offend you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
your job's not cool. You don't
kinda
make enough money.
Down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like most people, when they get out of bed every day, aren't excited about
going
to work.
Oh, it's a job. Yeah,
yes.
I get it.
And look, we also have a tendency to only complain about things. So I bet you most people have worse things to say about their job than better things to say.
I understand that's like, it's just a job. Like, but like a teacher, like something you aspire to be, like your wife went to medical school to achieve this career.
Sure.
Like you chose that career. Like the jobs that I had, I just need a job. I need to eat. I get that guy. But like a guy that studied to be a teacher, you'd think it'd be a little bit more excited, man.
But maybe you were sold a bill of goods you didn't see coming. And that happens with a lot of jobs too.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not too excited right now. I'm running. Like, I have a buddy that's a teacher. He's pretty freaking happy.
Okay. So maybe, so he says to you, because if he bitched to you, shut up, you got your summers off, medical.
Well, I also never ask him how it's going.
Then how do you know he's happy?
Well, I don't want to find out now. Okay. Maybe he's bad.
226000, we'll take one more call before we move on. I wish we could talk to everybody. Yeah. I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
All you depressed teachers, just go back to bed.
Your kid following in your career footsteps. Jeremy's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Jerry and Bill, Jesus, no I never kidding. Knew it was so hard. My Lord, you can hear the pain in their voice.
I want to take a handful of pills.
Yeah, so do I every time I listen to the show. My ex-wife and I try to discourage our son so much from being anything to do with food service, and then he became a chef and a line cook, and now he's just excelling at it. So I don't know how much you try to discourage your kids, and you know if it turns out for better or worse. And I have to commend your daughter because she's digging into it even at a young age now, right? Because when we're that age, at 10 years old, you know, we have all these dreams, but we don't know what it really means. She's got a firsthand look, and she's doing it. So, you know, and next year, she'll want to be a giraffe. And then, you know, the year after that, she'll want to be something else.
Being a giraffe pays better than this, Jeremy.
Yeah. You ain't lying. Have you heard this
Summer's
product?
Off, full of benefits.
Wait, Jeremy, hold on. So we were talking about, so you were in food service. Your wife was also, or ex-wife, I'm sorry, was also in food service?
That's correct.
Okay. So now that your son is excelling as a chef, now, obviously, you're proud of the kid. You're happy it's working out. Is there a little bit of animosity where he's succeeding where you weren't?
No.
None?
I can't have animosity for somebody who's doing well. That's just a wasted emotion.
Ooh, it's this smug waiter that's going to read me the specials today. It's also drizzled in a balsamic.
Tommy, listen close. You ready?
Oh, he didn't even do the Dickaroos.
I know.
All right. Well, listen, everyone. Dickaroos. Well, he goes, say a Dickalerino. He always has a fun way of saying dick.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody at home, we're going to move on. I appreciate the calls.